I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
To the Tommy John Show. I'm joined by it's Danana, D-A-N-A-N-A-S. What's up, Dan? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm back in town, back in the saddle. Back in the saddle. Yep. I'm back on the pony.
Nice.
As they say.
Nice. And you were away a little bit, I heard.
You did hear correctly, yes.
I was away. How was it?
It was nice. It was California. I've been lately to almost all the states because our flight stopped in Dallas because it was.
Oh, wow.
So I went to all of the states that are on high alert, but we're good. I got tested.
That's good. That's good.
Yep. Awesome. But it was nice. It was nice. Except when we went to Sequoia, we had a little hiccup with our Airbnb, or actually we didn't use Airbnb. It was VRBO, Verbo, however you say it.
Never heard of it?
Well, it did not go well at all.
Why? Why? What happened?
Well, because it was right outside of Sequoia, like the national park, and it was at the top of a mountain, and nothing on the listing said like, oh, there's no service once you start driving up this road, and it's 9 miles up this like mountainside road with no guardrail, no service, nothing. Get up there. So we got up there, and it took us to the guy's house, not the cabin. And the guy's house is, like, not in great shape. And there's just probably, like, 6 to 8 marijuana plants just growing on the upper deck. Dude. And just twisted tea cans, like, everywhere.
Oh, wow. So,
and
cool guy.
It was an interesting – and then we knocked. No one, we didn't hear anything. There was a dog, pit bull was barking. So we went back down. We went back down, contacted the company. They couldn't get a hold of them. Then I guess they had like a pre-written email.
Yeah.
And they sent it to us. It was like, oh, the door's unlocked. Keys are inside. Go in. So we're like, oh, cool. We got all this food. We went up. No power.
Oh, God.
There was no power. So we went back to the house. Knocked on the guy because it said on the little like sheet, like if in case of emergency, come to the house that we went to in the beginning, knocked on the door. No one was there. It was like 100 degrees, you know, like it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
It was, and we didn't want to sleep in a house with no power. Cause it wasn't like the night, it's like a cabin on the top of, you know, it's not, but, so we just ended up going back into town and we lost like that whole day. Cause we kept driving up and down this mountain. It was like a 30-minute. It's an hour drive, like, but then we'd go back. They were on hold for like maybe 2 hours with the company trying to get. So it was a little bit of a mess, but we came back, ended up getting like a motel, and then we went into the park. The park was cool, so it kind of it made everything okay. But we lost the next day because we were supposed to stay there 2 days. We didn't even end up going back. We turned around and went back straight back to LA.
Jesus.
So. Yeah, it kind of stunk, but
now
that experience.
But. Verbo, was there any reason you guys used that instead of Airbnb? Or was it just like the only thing you saw availability on?
I had nothing to do with it. It was it was my girlfriend's sister. Like she sent it to her and they, you know, looked at it and were like, oh, okay, looks good. Cause it looked nice. It looked like a nice enough, but. There were so many problems once you got up there.
That's right. It was
not a nice place once you got up there.
Just blame everything on your girlfriend's sister. My drinking problem is my girlfriend's sister's problem.
No, honestly. It was. I'm not saying it's her sister. It was they were the ones that were figuring it out. But it ended up being a not mattering. Then we went out to Joshua Tree. We glamped. Which was interesting. Glamorous camping.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
Kind of? or
no, it was just like a, there's like a big wood platform, and then there's like a rug, a bed, and it's just like a big, big tent, you know, not like
gotcha.
A camping tent. It's like a, you know, the, it, a cloth tent almost, you know?
Cool.
Yeah. Out in the middle of the desert. And that was pretty cool. And then we shot up to San Fran. And nice. I've never been. That was cool.
Wait, but... you had never been to San Fran?
No, I had never been to San. My car had been to San Fran. I let my friends take it to San Francisco, but I had never been.
You're a good guy, letting your friends.
Yeah, they got a ticket. Yeah, and didn't tell me.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you. I think it's been weighing on everybody's minds since last episode, which I did solo. Have you found your wallet yet, or?
No, it's gone. I lost $120 in cash.
Wait, really? You never even found your wallet?
Nope. I guess it's in the river.
Oh, wait. Would you go tubing or something?
That was literally right before I left for California. So I only had my passport. Lucky enough, the bank had just sent me like a replacement card.
Uh-huh.
So I had it. I hadn't activated it yet. Yeah. So I was still able to just leave. I just left with my credit card and my passport when I went to California. That's all I had. Wow. I didn't have like, yeah, it was, I couldn't.
So you went tubing and you had your wallet with you? Is that what happened? Or
yeah, went tubing, had my wallet in like the middle console of like the tubes in a bag, plastic. We had like, you know, we had a bunch of tubes and it was in like the dry portion. It was the big double tube. It has like a little cooler in the middle and it never flipped or anything. Don't know what happened. Damn. Gone.
That's crazy. Yeah. Dude. That's crazy.
That was, I was the last place I remembered going was the market in Stockton.
Yeah.
And I went in there and was like, hey, I lost a wallet. And this was the last place I remember. And the dude it was a younger kid. He literally like looked around on the counter and was like, it's not here. And I walked out and then got real mad because I was like, I'm going to be really mad if I cross this place off. This was the last place before we went before we went tubing that I remember pulling out cash and buying something. And I was like, if it's here, I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah.
And so I came back and I was like, can you please just look? And then his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She was there and she helped. She was like, she actually looked and she was like, oh, she's like, let me take your number down. If it like turns up or something, maybe someone drops it off here. If it got lost out like around, you know, like the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, good. Thank you.
You know, what's crazy is, you lost your wallet. I mean, we're assuming you lost your wallet in the river.
I guess. Yeah. It's the only,
and you didn't even lose it when you fell in the canal.
I know. Isn't right. That... But it was in my pocket.
Yeah.
It was in my back. Like I wasn't, I don't think I would have lost it if I was swimming and it was still in my like back pocket.
I'm just saying, I think maybe, you know, it was like karma.
Maybe it finally came around. The water wanted my money and it felt cheated.
Well, yeah, maybe what if this is a theory we didn't even discuss for the canal incident? Maybe the water came up and grabbed you to bring you in, tried to rob you.
That is true. We did not discuss that.
And you were just like, you know, you broke out of its spell. And they're like, damn it, we'll get it at some point down the road.
What my question, and I think on a lot of people's minds, is what good does money do with water? Like, what do they use it for?
What good? Well, I mean, they do a lot of online shopping. I mean, I mean, especially since COVID started. I mean, not that the canal incident happened when COVID started, but I think they kind of knew. I think nature kind of knew something was going to happen.
So they're using computers now.
Oh yeah, they have computers.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, smartphones. People drop them in the water all the time.
This is true. This is true.
But I mean,
did not think about that. That was a clear. That might actually be the most logical explanation for it.
And the water is so powerful, right? It's like there's like. It's like supernaturally powerful that like Jeff Bezos is afraid of them, gives them a free Prime account.
No, he doesn't give anyone a free Prime. It's probably like one of those things that gets you, you know, like it's a free month and then the water has to pay for it later. Trust me, he's not giving out free
Not even to water?
Not even to water, nah.
Come what on. If like all water is just one sentient being? You ever think about that?
Well, then 90% of our 90% of our body would be part of that sentient being.
True. True.
So we're all water.
How much of our thoughts are our own? Some things I want to talk about, Dan.
Okay.
So as you know, there is a town near us, right? That
yes, I'm aware of that.
Many towns, but this one's in particular had a KFC, right? You remember? And that KFC went out of business. So
yes.
Somebody thought, oh, if KFC can't do it, I can. And they opened up Chicken Addiction. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And much to everybody's surprise, that one failed within like 9 months.
Yeah, that one did not last long. It didn't even like look. It honestly, We did, but it's,
yeah,
like the place didn't look like they were fully finished renovating. It was just mm-hmm. like, are they done? Okay, let's go check.
Which you and know, then they... it's like wow, you know, it's like it's, if someone in that person's circle had just been like, hey, maybe this isn't great. Like Colonel Sanders didn't even work there. Like maybe you can't. And something else happened in that same town. Like there was a Stewart's famous root beer.
Oh yeah.
And that one shut down. A lot of Stewart's shut down, but someone bought the place and was like, oh, you know what? Instead of making a new restaurant, I'll just call it Billy's famous root beer. Now yeah. Billy,
they barely changed the sign.
They didn't. Yeah. You just put Billy up there. It says Stewart's, which yeah. is funny. Cause it's like Stewart is like borderline famous. You know, he's just famous for the root beer. Billy's not famous for anything, which was, and obviously that one did not last long. I don't even think that one lasted a year either.
I don't think it lasted a year. It's like just, it doesn't make sense.
Like who wasn't going to Stewart's and then saw it become Billy's and was like, oh, now I'll go. Like,
yeah. I hate it. Maybe they just hate corporate America. I'm here to support Billy's.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? The crazy.
He's a good hometown guy.
Yeah. So after Chicken Addiction closed down, they eventually opened up a Roy Rogers, which is another.
Did they?
Yeah. There was a Roy Rogers there for a couple years. I would say, you know, 3 or 4 years. And so that was like, you know. Hey, they switched up the formula, but unfortunately, Roy Rogers has gone out of business.
It's just that spot was a bad spot. That new restaurant, that big place, apparently does well. I mean, yeah,
Chimney Rock right next to it does really well. So I was actually at Chimney Rock and I saw Roy Rogers had closed, and I was like, that's interesting. And like somebody was doing like renovations to the place. I was like, oh, wonder what they're going to put there. We had always thought maybe that White Castle. You know, that would have been kind of...
That would have been perfect.
That would have been game-changing.
But I don't know if it would have lasted. I just don't think it's a good spot. You're coming over a hill. It's too far past the hill. It's too close to the light. Traffic gets backed up. If you're not in the furthest right lane and you're stuck in the backed-up traffic, it's hard to come over. Like, I think it's just too far past that hill.
Yeah, I mean, but I think a White Castle is enough of a destination that people are trying to go to, especially since there isn't one around there.
KFC was, but the only thing is you're hitting so much more. Like, it's in the middle. You know, you hit – there's Taco Bell, Wendy's. You hit so many things before KFC. Like, I think that was part of it too. Like, I guess because it's a destination, if you're like, I want White Castle, we're going to White Castle.
So I saw them doing renovations and I was like, oh, I wonder what it is. And I'm driving past it the other day and I look at the sign and it said coming soon. Slim Chickens.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to God. So
it's another chicken place.
Another chicken place called Slim Chickens. Like, I don't know who is doing the research there. But
it's all one guy. He keeps opening up.
Like, I think maybe it's just like some guy. He's like looking at the town. He's like, this place does not have a fried chicken place. And he's like, well, there used to be the KFC. He's like, oh, what happened there? It's all closed down. And then they did Chicken Addiction. He's like, no way, Chicken Addiction. That's a famous fast food restaurant around here. That one closed down. Slim Chickens is the one.
It's Billy's the one. Famous Slim Chickens.
It's
all Billy.
It's all Billy. Man, so I wish them the best, obviously. But somebody is not making wise decisions. Like it's money you got to put into it. It's not like a regular franchise where
we also haven't fully what if it's ghosts?
Yeah, I mean, you maybe know? The place is haunted.
Yeah, what if it's ghosts?
There is a place right up the road that is haunted. Did I ever tell you about that? You remember the barbecue place that was like further up that road?
Yeah. It didn't change. It's not anything anymore.
No, it's something now. Somebody else bought it, but it was haunted when it was the barbecue place. It probably still is haunted now.
What did they get an exercise or something? What made it unhaunted? It was haunted.
I can't confirm that it isn't anymore, but I'm just going out on a limb that I haven't heard anything about it being haunted. But I knew somebody who worked there when it was the barbecue joint, and he was like closing up by himself, right? And he's like in the basement, you know, putting something away. And he goes to the bottom of the steps and he looks up at the top of the steps. And there were two broomsticks crossed like an X up at the top of the steps. Like he had to walk through there. And then so like obviously he didn't put them there and he was closing alone. And then as soon as he was about to walk up the steps, they fell down the steps. Pretty wild shit.
Ghosts,
man.
What's your take on ghosts?
My take?
Give it to me straight.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I agree with the platform they're running on, but no, I don't. I mean, it's fun to believe in them. I don't know if I truly do.
I agree. I think that is a true statement. It is fun to believe in them.
Like,
I don't think logically, if you can present a logical argument as to why there would be ghosts, I'll listen.
Yeah.
But no one has presented, like, maybe what people see, maybe it's something else, but I don't think it's what our definition of a ghost would be.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, who am I to say? I mean,
that's what I mean. I don't know, but I'm saying no one has presented a logical enough argument to be like, this is why ghosts are real.
Yeah, true. But like also there, someone could present me an argument to me, like present me the facts of why we can send a rocket ship to space. And I still wouldn't understand it. So I'd be like, oh, I guess, you know. So yeah, if somebody was confident enough and came up to me and was like, this is what ghosts are.
My thing is, there's too many like holes in current like ghosts. Like it doesn't make much sense.
Well, there's a lot of holes in Swiss cheese, but that exists. You know?
That's true.
Am I bringing up good points here? I don't
know. You're bringing up points. Whether or not they're good remains to be seen.
Just like ghosts. We haven't seen them yet. They remain to be seen. Wow. I don't know about ghosts, but there is a place by me, an abandoned psych ward, which is pretty creepy. I drove back up there because I remember about 8 years ago, I drove up there with our good friend Gabe, the Heeb, and he had to get. Like for some reason, the building there was another building on the property where you can get your fingerprints. You had to get fingerprints to like substitute teach or something like that. We drove up there. I'm like, this is like in the middle of nowhere. Why do we got to go here? And like, it's just this building he went into, like a small, almost like doctor's office size building. And then right next to it was a big abandoned, creepy, psych ward. Which like I don't. Do you remember that movie? I think was it Grave Encounters.
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh. We watched it, Eric's.
Yeah, it was like it was one of those early like Redbox movie like found footage film, which was actually looking back, that movie was not that bad.
I bet if we watched it again, we'd be like, "This is terrible."
Maybe. Or we'd be like, oh, this is better than we like.
Definitely know. Holds up.
Yeah. Actually, I saw it on a list of things like, you know, of some of the better found footage films. But, you know, that genre found footage kind of really got played out, you know, pretty quickly. Because I guess, I mean, well, yeah, the first one was Blair Witch Project, but.
What do you mean? It doesn't matter. That's what the industry does. Whenever something catches on, it's like, we got to dump. Like, and now it's so hard to make a found footage film because you're just.
Yeah.
Just like there's so many of them. No one wants to. Like, I'd rather just watch a regular movie.
Yeah. I mean, well, the problem with that genre was it was like dirt cheap to make and you can turn a really quick profit on it. So, you know, it's like all of a sudden we got like 10 a year. Which is insane, but
yeah, that's because it was just like Paranormal Activity showed how easy it was,
and it made like so much profit, which is insane. But speaking of movies, have you seen any good movies lately?
I watched the Power Project last night.
Power Project.
It's with Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt and some other people. And it was good. It was pretty. I mean, it's not the best movie, but it was fun. You know, like, so it's about these drugs called power, and everyone takes them, and you get a power. You don't know what it's going to be, but
that's cool.
And so it's pretty much like this guy is giving them to drug dealers for free and trying to, like.
Yeah.
It's in New Orleans, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt's a cop, and the main character is a girl who raps and sells these things to help pay for her mom's, like, diabetes medicine, I think. And it gets cool because Jamie Foxx's character is looking for his daughter, who was taken by these people, because I'm not going to ruin it, but because reasons. And it was fun.
All right.
Like I enjoyed it, but I've been watching a lot more TV shows than movies lately.
Yeah. What are you watching? What do you watch?
Hunter x Hunter on Netflix.
It's an anime, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Did you watch Attack on Titan yet?
I have not watched Attack on Titan.
You gotta watch.
Mainly because that's just I have to read.
Oh,
for most of it. Yeah. Not that I don't like hate just things like someone was like, oh, you should watch Hunter x Hunter, and then they put it on while we were at their house, and I just started watching. I was like, I like this, and so I got sucked into it and finished everything on Netflix, and I just haven't gotten around to Attack on Titan. But the people that showed me this were like, you have to watch Attack on Titan.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten to the second season, but apparently it's on Hulu, so I'll be watching it on Hulu soon. But
it's so frustrating when it's because you have to like go from platform to platform to find like.
Well, it used to be all on Netflix, and I don't know what happened, but you know.
Cool, because they signed contracts.
And yeah, they and only I think have it was like a different company that did the other seasons and stuff like that. But whatever. But I watched a movie last night that I remember wanting to see it when it came out, and I heard it was good. Overlord. So it's
Oh, is that like the German?
Yeah. So it's like, it was J.J. Abrams' movie, I think, or at least he produced it.
And they're like underground and these like things are coming.
Yeah. It was like the Nazis. So basically the premise is this like one squad is tasked with going into France to take out this like radio jamming tower in this like town that the Nazis have held up so that D-Day can happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the next day or whatever. So they infiltrate the town, and I guess like under that tower, like there's a scientist like who's basically trying to make like Nazi zombies. You know, like like the Thousand Year Reich kind of thing. Like we're trying to make a super soldier that lasts forever. It was good. It was really good. I mean, I had heard it was good, and it was. And I was wondering if you had seen it. And
I have not, but I remember the trailer for it.
It's on Prime. I believe, if you want to watch. But yeah, no, it was pretty, you know, good action. You know, it's just like a regular. I think it got me thinking. I think that it would have been a bigger hit like 10 years ago when like Call of Duty Nazi Zombies was like at its like peak, you know?
Yeah, I think when Ride That Wave, they probably like it probably would have been, but I think they probably could have. Maybe it wouldn't like was the timing of the graphics and stuff, you know? Was it good graphics?
Yeah, I mean it was good, but like I don't think it was anything. There was nothing where I was like, this is like really advanced.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
just timing.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe they shouldn't have that idea or that story yet. You know, I remember there was that one Nazi zombie, like, Swedish film or something like that, French film, Dead Snow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I never watched it. But.
It was pretty good, actually. But that one's a little more campy and silly. But actually, this reminds me of some horror, you know, stuff. I started playing this game called Carry On.
Oh, wait. Did you play Mario, the Paper Mario?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did? I didn't know if it came out yet.
Yeah, no. It's pretty good.
I didn't remember if it was you that sent a snap.
Yeah, yeah. No, I played it. I got to get back to it. I played like the first like world.
Yeah.
And then I kind of went back to some other stuff because I got Carry On, this game, CARRION, not like Carry On Luggage, like Carry On whatever. But it's like, so it's like a Metroidvania, right? You know, it's like side scrolling. You're going through like basically these dungeons, except you're the bad guy. You're like this, you're basically like the Thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just like this, weird flesh monster, and you're just going around and like you like have to like eat people to get stronger, and then like you mutate to get new abilities and stuff like that to beat different like levels. It's pretty awesome. And
that sounds cool.
It's really cool. Like I have
Switch.
I have it on the Switch, and the what's the word, the movement, mechanic. The movement mechanic is so smooth. It's like, it's cool because you're like basically like you're like sliming around this whole map, and then like you use your like right stick to like grab guys like before they can shoot you, and then you just like hold on to them and eat them, and that's how you get more life and stuff like that. Pretty awesome game. I definitely recommend it. It's not my rec room.
It's not your rec room. Is your rec room going to be a game?
No.
Or is it going to be a movie?
No, it's going
to
be.
It sounds cool. I'll have to look into it. I got to get my. I haven't really played too much of my. I mean, I've been on vacation, so I haven't really gotten to too much of playing the Switch. But
yeah, there's a couple good games out. There was another one. I just got a multiplayer game called Boomerang Foo.
Oh, is that what you guys have been snapping?
No. That's what they're playing. Fall Guys, which I haven't played yet, which is apparently amazing, but it's only on Steam and PS4 right now.
Oh, okay. Because I saw. I was like, I don't know what this game is, and
it looks awesome.
Ricky kept snapping. Yeah, I won. I was like, I don't know what this is.
That game, from what I understand, is basically like Mario Party minigame battle royale, almost. Like there's like one of the minigames they always show is like you have to like you and like 60 other people are trying to run up a hill while there's like shit falling down. And you got to like dodge it and like try to, you know, like get to the top before anyone. Cool. People are, it's like blown up. Like the servers couldn't even handle the amount of people playing at first. But yeah, that game seems sweet. But I got this game, Boomerang Foo, where he's like little guys running around. It's like, it's a couch multiplayer, so you can only play locally. But you have like Boomerang and you're just like running around trying to hit people. It's like top down. Played a lot of it with the bread man and Wilt Wyro Fyron the other day.
Was the bread man?
What?
Where'd you guys hang out?
At Willie's. Willie's.
I haven't talked to or seen either of those guys in it's been a while.
Same. That was, I mean, I had seen the Breadman prior to that when we went to the Poconos, but I hadn't talked to Wyro in a long time. He's a friend of the show for sure.
How was that? How was the Poconos?
Yeah, so went to the Poconos with a couple boys, and we had a lot of gay sex, and that was just pretty much it. Now
you can just call it sex. I mean,
what?
It's just sex.
Oh well, I mean, but like it
for you guys, it's just sex.
It's just gay. No, but it was fun. We hiked a little bit. We hung out in the jacuzzi. It was funny. So like it was like me and four other dudes, and when we were like leading up to this trip, it was only like a long weekend or whatever, and we were in this group chat, right? And we're like discussing, well, what do we gotta bring, what do we gotta shop for? And like the Breadman and Gabe, right, are like, oh, we should cook like this one night and that like for lunch. And it's like the most like complex stuff. It's like, oh, we should get a nice pork shoulder and we'll just leave it in the roaster all day and we'll just, you know, we can make all these different tacos. I'm like, we're going to like a cabin. Let's just eat hamburgers and hot dogs all weekend. Who cares? But I was busting.
You get like snacks and quick food, or you make like ribs or something like.
Yeah,
it's grill food.
I know, and I mean, it was funny because like it's just making fun of them. I was like, oh, guys, we could do like a nice duck confit today. I was hoping we could do that or a filet mignon, some blue cheese crumble. You know,
you should have asked them to prepare a menu. Yeah. What would be on the menu? How big was the place?
It was pretty big. We could have fit like two other people.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, easily.
It was how many total?
It was five of us total.
Okay.
But one of them didn't even sleep in the house. A long-time listener, Eric Romeo. Yeah.
Wait, why? He didn't sleep in the house?
No, because he was starting a new job on Monday, and he just wanted to limit contact because he had patients on Monday.
His car?
He had a tent. So.
Oh, I was like, oh.
I think in reality we had enough room probably for him, but you know, he just felt.
No, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. That's what. Who cares? You know, if people need to do that, I don't. You know, I just went to a little. There's Philadelphia Folk Fest.
Yeah.
Is a thing. That Rachel goes to every year. It's like a real big part of her. Her and her friends, they love it. They absolutely love it.
Isn't that out by your aunt?
Schwanksville. It's in Schwanksville. It's somewhere out there. Mm-hmm. But so there was like a faux fest kind of thing, and one of their friends. We had a bunch of. He has a big backyard, so we all had like easy ups.
It's pronounced what? Pho.
Pho Fest, yeah. No, it was kidding. A Pho Fest.
Yeah, continue.
And so we all had like our own sections where like we were allowed to have our mask off in the sections, and then then they had a big screen and played, because they still had it was just virtual. Okay. So they played all like the musicians who still were playing on the big screen, and we just kind of hung out and watched and drank, and it was a nice little, and we camped, but it rained all Saturday where we were.
Oh Jesus.
Poor. Like completely, or Saturday night into Sunday was all rain. So, but it was still a good time.
I believe I went to that fest once. When our uncle was doing work with Jackson Brown, he was performing.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That's a good festival. I mean, when things are normal, obviously, but
yes, they talk it up all the time. I'm like, oh, I'll have to – whenever next year, I guess, or whenever the world opens up for festivals again.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Something's got to give. So I went to Bags's place mm-hmm. for a little get together, right? Bags, longtime listener, member of Nook Shots, host of Just Because. He's like, oh, yeah, come over this Friday, have some people over. I'm like, cool, yeah, yeah. And I get there and I'm like, wait a second. It's your birthday, isn't it? He's like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, I didn't even know. Like, I don't know.
You just thought it was a get together.
Yeah, I was just like, because like he was there with his new lady. And
oh,
like,
he's got a new lady?
He's got a new lady, yeah.
See, I'm completely out of the loop. I don't know anything.
Well, I didn't know that until I got there either. But like, you know.
I didn't know it was his birthday.
I didn't. That's the second person this summer that I didn't even realize it was their birthday. Our cousin Kyle, I didn't even realize.
Oh, yeah.
And I was celebrating somebody else's birthday that day. So I felt pretty bad, but I wish him a belated one. But yeah, you know, I think ever since I deleted Facebook, my memory of birthdays is pretty bad. But
my memory of birthday was never good, but that is literally the only reason I have Facebook. It's because it's like, this person's coming up, so I'm like, oh yeah, I can't forget to wish them a happy birthday. Cool. And then if I don't and I have Facebook, I'm like,
And I know like Spoons is coming up soon. At this month, I don't know days. Like I just know general.
What's today, Matt? Oh yeah. Oh,
it's in the 20s, I think, or it's not. Yeah. I could be completely wrong. I don't know. Like,
his is one of those birthdays.
Yeah, but like also like I don't care
because I always judge them because I remember like as a kid when what time of the year we'd go to the parties.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know Kyle's is in the summer, yours is in the winter,
mm-hmm.
Matt's is in the summer, late summer.
Yeah. It's like, because I don't care too much if people don't remember my birthday. Like
I don't really care. I'm like, it's, you were born that day. And I won't get mad if anyone, like, it doesn't really matter.
One year, my ex and I, on my birthday, went out with the bread man and his girlfriend, right? And mm-hmm. I didn't mention it was my birthday, and I wasn't going to. And we were sitting there at this restaurant, just hanging out. And all of a sudden, somebody comes out to, like, sing happy birthday to another table. And we're like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, embarrassing. He's like, you know, what if it was, like, someone, like, and then, like, bread man's girlfriend is like, when's your birthday? And I was like, oh, it's today. And like, I really felt so bad. I was like, oh, I don't care.
Did she know?
No, she didn't know. Nobody knew.
So she didn't know. Oh, okay.
I mean, obviously my ex knew, but like, I just told her, it's like, you know, don't say anything.
Hey,
I don't care.
They don't know it's my birthday. Don't say anything. Yeah. I don't want to make them feel bad.
I just asked them to hang out and was like, I just wanted to do something on my birthday. I didn't care if I was acknowledged. But it was kind of funny. And then, you know, he hasn't forgotten since. But
remember that time I forgot your birthday? Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
I forget people's birthdays all the time. I'm, like, terrible with it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as long as you don't forget Jesus' birthday.
Mm-hmm. Not once.
Mm-hmm. It's August 3rd. And you missed
mm-hmm.
it.
Now, I didn't miss it.
Oh, you did?
I went to his party. You didn't go?
I know. I was busy.
It was a big party. He's got a nice mansion. Yeah.
Of course. Of course he's got money. Mm-hmm. Idiot.
And we all had, he passed around the basket and we all had to donate too. It was real awkward. But it was a fun party.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
A lot of wine.
A lot of water at first.
Yeah. Just wine and bread. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of other stuff, but, you know, it was good. So. Did you see that Snapchat I sent the other day of the guy with the chin?
What chin?
So I'm driving, right? And I look over, and in the car next to me, I see this guy, and I think he's just making this face, but like, it turned out he didn't, because he talked a little bit, and then he like, the face stayed the same. His chin was like 2 inches long. It was like the most intense chin I've ever seen.
Save a picture?
I think I did. Let me see. It's a couple days ago.
I don't remember the snap. Let me check my snap. Hold on. Is it in the usual?
It was in the usual.
Let's see. 20 hours ago.
Oh, wait. I got it. I'll send it to your, I'm sending the picture right now to Dan, and I can put it on the Patreon. You see that?
All right. I don't know. Hold on. I just got it. Let's see. Oh, he does have his. It's a pretty big chin. Are you sure? That's his chin?
That's his chin, man.
That's not just like the angle.
No, because he turned around and it was just
some people just got big chins.
He's got a mass. He was like, what was that? What show was that from? The Crimson Chin. Was that like Fairly Odd Parents or something like that?
Yeah, I think that was Fairly Odd Parents.
I mean, that was him. That was the Crimson Chin. He was out just driving around, dude. That was a big ass fucking chin.
That is a big chin. I will give you that.
I bet that guy never has like had like food come out of his mouth and go onto his shirt. It just lands on that fucking thing. And he just like probably just he could probably just like flip his head up and just like get extra crumbs off of his chin into his mouth. What do you think? I don't know.
I think I'll give you that. It is a rather abnormally large chin. But you know who the Crimson Chin is? Funny enough.
No. Oh, is it
Jay
Patrick?
Leno.
Oh, is it Jay Leno?
It's Jay Leno.
What? He's really? Coming.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a big chin.
He does have a big chin. Like that guy. This is like frat bro chin guy.
Well, you think it's Jay Leno's son or something like that?
It could be.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. The 1944 Floopy Fluster.
Yeah.
Oh, good, Jay.
okay, Jay. He's got something he likes. He's got something he loves, though.
Oh, man. I got another story, like another little quick little tidbit that I should have talked about after we talked about the fast food places. But I went to Sonic. You know Sonic?
Mm-hmm, the Hedgehog.
Yeah, the Hedgehog. No, Sonic, mm-hmm. The drive-in place. They have the drive-through and the drive-in. And then you can go inside too, right?
Or
no,
and
you
then
can't
they
go
roll
inside. Blade.
And then I they don't roll think blade. You can go inside.
Hey, I don't think they don't even let the employees in, I don't think. It's just got little gnomes in there making the food. But anyway, so I'm in the drive-through, right? And I get up to do my order. And it's just like, they have these boneless wings. So it's just like, pretty cool to get, like, you know, on the fly or on the drive. And I'm like, yeah, can I get these boneless wings, like buffalo? And she's like, okay, yeah, sure. Anything else? I'm like, yeah, what kind of sauce do you like have for those?
Do you like? I thought you said, do you like? What kind of sauce do you like?
What kind of sauce do you like? She's like, what kind of dipping sauce do you have? And the lady just goes, we have ranch.
is that a question?
Like, and that was it. And I was like, and like I was waiting for more. I was like, all right, sounds good. So, I pull up right, and I get my food, and then I pull into somewhere to eat the stuff, and I go into the bag, and they gave me blue cheese, and I didn't even ask for it.
She just knew. She knew.
She knew. Like she's like, oh, only people who ask what kind of sauce they have want blue cheese. Now, I want to say that blue cheese is the superior dipping sauce for hot wings.
Let me say this. Here's what I will say. I prefer ranch with barbecue.
Okay, that's fine. I don't like anything with barbecue. Like. It's barbecue.
I like barbecue wings. Like I'll get there's a time when I want, you know,
there's a time
spicy
and a place.
Spicy wings, but then there's a time that I want like a bar, a nice barbecue wing. And I think ranch goes better with that. I will give you blue cheese is better with a traditional wing.
Yeah. Like I hate going to a place that like just automatically assumes I want ranch with my buffalo wings. Like,
what's this? I honestly don't have that much though.
It's happened enough times that, I mean, like also I think you are also, you're cool with ranch. So it's, you don't really know.
I'm a pro rancher. I'm a pro rancher. Yeah. Okay.
But like, I'm not really.
If someone gives me ranch, I'm not disappointed. I'm like, cool. All right.
Yeah. Like cool ranch, like the Doritos.
Yeah.
I am mostly anti ranch. I'll put it out there. You know, you can unfollow now if that's too much for you, but, so I notice when they just give me ranch, I'm like, oh fuck, you guys don't have blue cheese. And then they bring it out and they probably just dip their nuts in it or something like that. It's like this fucking guy. Like, yeah, I get it. When I ask for blue cheese dressing, I sound like I'm above everybody else. It's because I am. Because I like blue cheese better than ranch. Ranch is for peasants. But
did you know blue cheese is made from ranch dressing?
Probably. But like it's got that blue cheese in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives it that good taste. No, I actually think
I just made that up.
No, I actually think you're wrong because I think blue cheese is a mayo based dressing.
I know. I just 100% made that up.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I believed you for a second. So you could tell me ghosts are real, and I'd be like, you probably know more than me.
I have told you ghosts are real before.
But yeah, that was pretty wild. It's like,
prefer ranch.
Yeah, they automatically give you ranch there. But, like, I guess, like, I just don't understand the sequence of events that happened. She's like, I asked if they had what, I asked what sauces. I didn't say, do you have blue cheese? I said, what sauces do you have? And she just goes, we have ranch?
Sounds like a question. Yes, you do.
And I was just like, all right. So I was like, whatever. They'll give me ranch and I'll just, you know, throw it out. And then they, you know, I showed up and like in the bag they had blue cheese, was just like immaculate. I'm like, thank you. Like, I'm going to enjoy these wings way more now. But
now that I got my blue cheese, it was a good blue cheese. See, I don't like their blue. Like, I don't like the little blue cheese in those things. Yeah, because it's not like, I like blue cheese with the chunks. If I'm going to get like. Yeah. I like eating hot wings and getting like a chunk of blue cheese on cheese. If I'm going to have blue cheese, that's the kind of I want. I don't want just like a creamy blue cheese.
Oh, like when I need you're dipping the wing in and you're like, oh, why isn't it going all the way down? Oh, that's a big old chunk.
That's a big old chunk. Yeah.
Let me just scoop that little sucker out of there.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, you know, but I one of our cousins despises blue cheese. Yeah.
He thinks it's like suntan lotion.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe somebody just gave him suntan lotion once. Hey, this is blue cheese.
Hey, you want some blue cheese?
Yeah.
And since then, he's associated it with suntan lotion.
He's like, oh, is this blue cheese a SPF 50 or what's the deal?
Some guy was like, hey, watch me ruin blue cheese for this kid.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's like it's those people. It's like the same guy who would give out free drugs on Halloween is the same guy out there ruining blue cheese for people.
By giving people suntan lotion. Hey, you want a buffalo chicken cheesesteak with a blue cheese? Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
Damn.
Suntan it up.
This tastes like, oh, fuck, I can't even think of because I never use sunscreen. I can't even think of a sunscreen brand. Probably something. No, wait, what's that sport one? Nah, I don't remember. It's already out of my mind.
I have no names for suntan lotion.
It's crazy. This is CVS brand suntan lotion? That's probably something, right?
that's definitely something.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
That's my favorite.
So speaking of suntan lotion, that's the best
tasting blue cheese.
Oh yeah, speaking of suntan lotion, it is August right now.
I know.
Hot, right? Actually, it cooled off the past 2 days, but it was hot. But I have decided that August, in my humble opinion, and like I've heard that it's quite the opposite, but I disagree. I think August is the worst month. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that statement before I go into my reasons?
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with it, but why?
So here's so
I don't know. Because but you're a cold, you like
I like the cold winter. Weather.
You like a cold cuz I feel like probably one of the cold months after like the holidays in between.
Mm-hmm.
Those are rough. Some of those are rough.
It's tough because like January would be like one of those months, but like that's my birthday month. So I like kind of get that. And Martin Luther King Day. So it's a big month for me. And but like August for me, right? So it's the one month in the summer where we don't really have any kind of like holiday or something going on. Like June, you used to like get out of school, right? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Excited. July, you had 4th of July.
People go on vacations.
Vacations. Yeah. And then I guess like May, like, you know, when it starts to get hot, like, you know, you got Memorial Day and you start to get excited to get out of school. To me, August is like, all right, that's enough summer, right? This is enough. Like it's hot. Like, cause like, you know, I like the cold months, but like fall is really the cat's pajamas, as they say, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I know many people that agree fall is one of the best.
Cause it's like that reprieve from the heat. Like it's like, get that nice mild weather. You get like the falling leaves, you get some cool, you get like Halloween and, you know, September, you're like, oh yeah, September 11th. And you know, did it happen?
Well, but, it happened. It's not, whether or not, how many people are deniers of 9/11? I know people who are conspiracy theorists. Did it happen?
Some people think it just didn't happen.
We're all in agreement. No, they were never there.
Well, think about it. Like, your brother was born like that same year, right? Like he doesn't even remember them there being towers. Like he could technically say, he's like, I just think it didn't happen. I think everything's fake. So, but I don't know.
That with that argument, you could literally say anything that happened before you were born. Yeah. That's all fake.
Well, I mean, nothing happened. You know, there are people like that because there's people like, oh, the Holocaust didn't happen. You know, but
yeah, I guess there's crazy people.
There's always going to be crazies. I believe that it happened. I should say that. But anyway, but yeah, August is like, all right, like where's like, you know, you're just waiting for like Labor Day, I guess. And then you're waiting for the cool weather. And like even September is kind of on the cusp of like, cause like lately, like in the past few years, I feel like, you know, it just gets warmer for longer. Like I remember like September like would cool off, right? Like when I was a kid, but like, I just feel like it doesn't as much. You know,
but, now,
yeah, like I feel like it's pretty hot throughout most of September, but maybe I'm crazy.
I don't know because it's currently August, but yeah. I mean, I guess I agree. As the older we got, the Septembers were warmer.
Yeah,
I would say it's like an extended August sometimes.
Yeah,
and so, then more of like middle of that's what I hate, like a warm October.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's just like. It feels like this is not what it's supposed to be. Like even like a warm like winter day, you're like, what's going on here? Like just either be cold or just not be winter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like when it's around Christmas and you just walk outside and it's like 70 degrees. I remember that one Christmas Eve where it was legitimately like 70 degrees.
Oh, it was gross. You're like, all right, what do you want to play football or something? It's like,
but it's just so funny because that's what we associate with Christmas. There's people who live in Florida, you know, mm-hmm. in California, and you live there where it's just always
warm.
It's just because we have the contrast of having seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. But these are my reasons for why August is the worst. I think it's just like, it's just kind of like nothing. It's just like a nothing month. It's just like, all right, let's just let it just be hot. Until it's not anymore, and, you know, and then like, you know, it's still hot for like Labor Day in September, but you know, we're celebrating. What are we celebrating? Labor Day. It's like, oh, let's take a day off of work. I think that's all it is.
No, it's women who are in labor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like actively in labor? So only people?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
We're celebrating them.
Well, I mean, they deserve to be celebrated. It's tough.
Yeah.
You ever pushed out something out of your vagina?
I haven't gotten my vagina yet. I'm still waiting to become.
Damn, really? I mean, that's yeah. the thing, man. Amazon Prime is like not 2 days anymore. You just got to wait and wait and wait.
This is true.
But I think it's going to bring us to the rec room. You got anything to recommend for us?
Well, I really would recommend Hunter x Hunter. If I'll explain it. So in this world, a hunter is like they're not an assassin, but they hunt. They're glorified. They're like heroes almost. They're the best fighters. So this kid is going to take the hunter exams to become a hunter, and this mm-hmm. like 12-year-old kid, and he has to go through these trials and tribulations, and he meets friends along the way. He's pretty much like Goku. He's just the good, you know. He's chaotic good, but he always does like the right thing, but he's stubborn and stuff. But it gets a little creepy and dark, but because like his best friend is this kid Killua, who is from a family of like the most elite assassins ever. Okay. And he's like a prodigy assassin, and he's just doing the hunter exam for fun because he's bored and he ran away from home. And then the main character become friends, and the story arc's cool because then the second season, there's this thing called it's the Tower of the Gods, or might not be what it's exactly. It's like this arena that goes up and you fight at each level and you're trying to get to the top. And like at the top is this like that the top is the arena of the gods, where it's this like huge arena where the best fighter fights. But the story arc throughout, I like that was a cool part. But the coolest thing is the fourth season, there's this thing called Greed Island, and the whole thing's like a video game.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is the kid's trying to find his dad. And that season's probably one of the coolest seasons for me, because it incorporates like cards, like almost like magic, like there's spell cards and stuff. But overall, Hunter x Hunter, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Also, Umbrella Academy season 2, I watched that, and that was
I was gonna start it because I never watched the first season, but I was thinking about starting that one.
Yeah, it's worth it
if you say so. Yeah, no, but I'm definitely going to check out Hunter x Hunter as soon as I get through the rest of Attack on Titan. But my rec room is one of two things, actually. First is, so I last month, if COVID wasn't happening, I was supposed to go to Colorado to see my favorite band, Trampled by Turtles, at Red Rocks, and a band called Camp, C-A-A-M-P, was opening for them. And they have a album out from this past year, I think, called By and By. I definitely recommend listening to it. It's, just kind of chill, bluegrassy, acoustic music. But the album is killer from front to back. And the title track, By and By, is a real heart wrencher. It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And, yeah, definitely recommend it. The guy's got a pretty unique voice, very, you know, raspy, but, you know, almost soothing in a way. But I would check out, I mean, if you, I would check out the album, but two tracks that stand out are By and By and Peach Fuzz, which is a nice, fun little ditty.
Peach Fuzz.
And then I tweeted about it, but I recommend the comedy special I Hate Myself by Joe List. He put it out on YouTube for free. It's kind of like what a lot of these, like, you know, mid-level success guys are doing. It's like not the biggest guys. They're not like, you know, they're not like working small rooms all the time anymore. So they've been putting out, like, Sam Morril did it, Mark Norman did it, and now Joe List. He put it on YouTube. I Hate Myself. Watched it. Great bits. He's a real pro. He filmed it at the Comedy Cellar, so pretty intimate, and it was a lot of yuck-em-ups, and they were good. So, yeah, definitely recommend it. It's easy, quick hour on YouTube. Nice and easy. I don't think there's any ads on it. Maybe in the beginning, no? You watch an ad in the beginning, and then I don't think you have to watch anymore for the rest of the...
That's nice. I like that.
So I think it's like kind of, I mean, we had talked about it before, but it might be the way of the future for a lot of these comics. If like Netflix isn't throwing them anything or Hulu or anything or anybody like that. I mean, just do it yourself. I mean, you know,
it's just the problem is it's a hit or miss, you know, some of these guys miss and that hurts pretty bad when they put up all the money themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I guess, I mean, he like the three I've seen, all like two of them broke a million within like 2 weeks views.
Yeah.
And his is already at 600,000. I mean, if anything, you know, it helps for when they go out on the road, you know, it's like exposure to a lot of different people.
Yeah. I mean, it's social, like at the end of the day, like it's marketing for them because it's social media. It's their specials out there now.
Yeah.
So people know who they are. There's more exposure to their bits and, you know, because I mean, but the thing is, a lot of these guys like road comedy is their life.
Yeah,
going and just doing shows here, there.
I mean, so many of these guys they're starting to do like outdoor gigs and then like drive up gigs. I think Bert Kreischer's doing a drive up gig in Monmouth coming up.
Oh yeah,
at the racetrack.
How do they do that?
So you just you pay
is it like on the radio?
No, you sit out on your car or whatever, or you leave, or it might be on the radio. I'm not sure, but like, I think some people will sit on the car and he's got like a microphone and then you're supposed to like flick your lights or beep whenever you're laughing. It's a weird thing, but I know some clubs have put up tents for shows.
You're supposed to beep when you're
laughing. Yeah. It's weird. I did see one guy like do a set like in a club in one of the like more relaxed states. And he gets up and he has a mask on and he puts the microphone up and all of a sudden like harmonica sounds come out. It's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny because no one can tell. Yeah. You could have a flute. That there's a lot of different openings for that.
But hopefully, you know, everything gets figured out and these guys like, you know, they don't have to like, you know, luckily some of them have really successful podcasts and that's how they kind of are able to pay the bills and stuff like that. But some of them, you know, that was it, just working the road. So, you know, and like, and it's hard to do like individual shows right now because you're not like doing any workout sets at like the Comedy Cellar or the store in LA, you know, you're not getting the reps in. So yeah, you feel bad for them, but yeah, no, definitely check out Joe List. I Hate Myself and check out the Mark Norman and Sam Morril one as well. They're both excellent. But I think that's going to do it for this week, dude.
All right.
I'm glad. Well, I mean, sad that your wallet was never found.
Yeah, that day was, it was such a good day. And then we got out.
Highs and lows, right?
Well, we got out and we brought two cars so that we parked one down. One down at the, you know, Stockton Mill and one up there, and Rachel forgot. Once we got out, she's like, oh, I left the keys in your car, which was her car was the one that was parked.
Yeah,
she left the keys in her backpack in my car.
Oh,
so
my God.
I was like, so I had to call someone to pick me up to go back to my car, and then once we got done that, I was like, where's my wallet?
Oh, geez.
And then that's why, because I was like, I have to go do the podcast, and she's like, oh. And I was still supposed to go back to Philly with her that night. So that's why I was like, I can't do that. And we were going,
good, man. Me and Stanley held it down. It was a riot. We do lay into you a little bit during the podcast. You'll have to listen, but,
in the podcast.
Yeah. We're glad you're back and, safe and free of COVID, which is good to hear.
Yeah. But it is good.
You can find me on Twitter at Tommy Johns, TommyJawnz, same on Patreon and you know, wherever else you want to find me, and you can listen to this wherever. I mean, you're already listening to it, so, you know, but if there's somewhere you prefer to listen to it, it's on all platforms. You can find Dan looking for his wallet in the river, but
yeah, every day of the next week.
Yeah,
no, and I gotta go to the DMV and get a new license, but they're all still filled up.
Yeah, man, just yeah, like the lines are still happening. I pass it every once in a while. It's crazy, but hopefully you figure that out. And other than that, goodbye, folks.